Bernard has been a great friend for 10 or 15 years now. I can't work it out. It's too long to say he's my friend in Croatia. He's my brother who we've known and loved for many years. And you're very welcome. And we're really looking forward to hearing what you've got for us today. So let's welcome Bernard, shall we?
Thank you, sir. It's such a pleasure to be with you this morning. I'm really excited so much that I need to shush myself to allow the Spirit work through my heart and speak a little bit out loud. But I want to thank you all. I use this opportunity to say thank you all for your love and for your support. We met each other, and then God started leading me through the dark times. And I mean, usually when you see some leaders and things going darkly, then you kind of abandon them. But you and Andrew and all elders, you stay with me through all these hardships. And God really now in the time of switching everything, bringing some spring into our lives. And I believe soon some fruits that we're going to eat and enjoy the glory of the Lord. And thank you, elders and Andrew, to bringing us over here. My really heart was, and I spoke with Andrew, I would like that some other pastors from Dalmatia and Croatia come and experience what you really have here. And then Laci came with me, others couldn't come, and he's my pastor and my brother and my co-worker, and I'm really having a good time, isn't Laci? We really have a good time. But what I didn't really expect to meet God in such a great way. You know, there is a times when you just build a blocks, as in Old Testament, because they're so powerful. You met the presence of the Lord, and he spoke so deeply into your heart. And that's what's happened to me in Worcester. I heard him so strong. I heard him so clear. And then God really moved me deeply into me. And then I realized one thing, that we are not lucky as you are. And I'm saying this way is not lucky. God does not talk about lucky, but God has built through you a place. It's so easy here to walk into God's presence. And I know now when I walk back home that I will walk into fogness, into foggy, and really in heaviness and a darkness. And, you know, I go to pray. It's not that I don't understand, but I don't understand clearly what to pray. Your really words doesn't come out. You don't hear it. My daughter Petra is here. She yesterday told me, "I'm Father, I miss this." And I now understand what she miss. She missed this joy, freedom, presence, and fellowship. And I'm saying out loud this before I start preaching, because I want you put a seed into your hearts and mind. When God reminds you on us that you will pray, that we really come to this place of the freedom in our country that is genuine to walk into the presence of the Lord. And then really, this is what's going on. And you already talked with Andrew. I didn't agree with him about it. But if you want to come and pray with us, I believe you are really, really welcome. Because this is what we need. Piercing the heaven and making happen. That there is a change is happen. And then in our worship, that there is a presence of the Lord like this morning. You know? I want to come next Sunday. But we're going to have a hard work, Laci, next Sunday. Yeah, we're going to push it through. And thank you. Just really I want to say thank you, because this was amazing weekend. Amazing weekend. And before I start to preach, once I spoke, I need to preach in Swindon. My English was worse than now, but probably you will not understand me even now. And then I told the church, you know, okay, I'm going to give you one secret. When we preach, maybe I told you this before, but it's okay. When we preach, preachers, what we do, you know, we look around everybody because it's, you know, it's nice to look everybody. But when we focus on a few who are really receptive and encouraging, you know, we like you all, but we like them specially. They help us to preach good way. That was the best preaching in my life. Because all church was helping me, you know. And my English really didn't stubborn that much, because I've been really supportive. And thank you for all of you to support me this morning. This morning I'm going a little bit to speak globally. And I'll a little bit speak about Croatia and Bosnia and Herzegovina. I can't remove from the Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's my home country. I'm going to speak about it. But I will come to the church and to personally our lives. And then we will end up in a prayer. This is what I'm going to do. I'm hoping that I will do in the right timing. and that is my desire. I want to read, if you have a Bible with me, from the 2 Corinthians 5, 19 to 20. 2 Corinthians 5, 19 to 20. I don't know which translation of the Bible I use, but you have your Bible. Listen to your Bible. To know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of the reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for the Christ, as though God did beg you by us, we beg you in Christ's place, be reconciled to God. Sorry, it's difficult to read this. Probably it's King James Version, isn't it? It's a little bit kind of old and hard. But simply, God has gave us reconciliation ministry. Look at the world where we live now. You know, our parents in the 60s, you know, peace movement, you know, everybody want a peace, you know, great peace. You know, when it's Miss Universe competition, you know, everybody want a peace. It's always peace. And then people was trying to remove the weapons. We are now more smarter, more grown up. We are not savage anymore. You know, peace, you know. Europe been and the Western world been forcing tolerance for many years. Look where we are today. We're getting weapons again back. The world is so on a peaceful place than ever been before. There is no peace. There is hard to bring reconciliation. I don't want to go into politics. But you know, when we see the wars, particularly Ukraine, it's difficult. It's hard. It's hard to understand what's going on. And then God has gave us, you, the ministry of reconciliation. That means the ministry to bring the peace in this world. This is what he gave us. He said, you are ambassadors. You are the one who is going to bring the peace in this world. In Croatia, during the COVID time, we as a society has been divided like this among vaccinated and non-vaccinated people. I don't know how it was in England. But there was a so obvious differences that suddenly husband and a wife hate each other because somebody is for vaccination, somebody is against that. You know, so easily to bring distractions and destroy the peace that look suddenly. I remember war in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I was 24 years old. In that time, I believe the war is just to some savage and stupid people. Can't come to my town. Can't to come to my country. But without understanding how peace was fragile and how peace is fragile everywhere. I know that you're enjoying in England peace, and I believe you're going to enjoy in the long, long, long future. But I want you that you understand that peace that we see around us, that everybody seek, it's really fragile and can change in a second. And I believe we are now understanding this timing because suddenly everything is buzzing around us. What's going on? And in the midst of that, I believe we really live in the greatest time of our history. Because in the times like this, God set us as ambassadors or army to bring the peace in this world. And I want to speak a little bit about that. First thing, God set us to bring reconciliation between God and humanity. That is our first task. You know, Jesus is the peace. He promising to give us a peace that this world doesn't understand. If we want to bring peace in any kind of situation, into somebody's marriage, into somebody's relationship, in anything, We can't bring peace because we have a good attention, because we love them, because we are smart or we can do something. We can't. We can do it because Jesus is the Prince of the Peace. And to bring the peace into somebody's life, we have to be reconciled with the Father. And then when we talk about peace, because we usually bring so much effort to bring peace around ourselves. We always have an effort to bring peace into something, to work this out problem. And this is not how it's working. Because Christ's peace given to us, it's something outside of this world. It's something that we cannot understand. It's something that is settled in our hearts and life. And that peace is so strong that can guide you through all your life. Because soon as you step out in a peaceful place, and in a place of urgent decisions and moves, and you don't feel a peace about it, you have to know that God is not there. Because Jesus, He is the Prince of the Peace. And it's okay, I did many times those steps. Not sure, quickly do, and mistake. But God is such a great peace that He promised that He's going to fix everything in my life, in your life, and bring you in His place where that peace is real for you. And you know, He's not going to put the world around us in nice order. Maybe He will, I don't know. But that is not His main task. He said that He died on a cross, that we can have a peace within Him, in us. And that was my battle for a time when I saw the things going around me wrong. And I tried to fix, justify, do different things until I find out, okay, this is not working for me. I want to have a your peace and a joy in my life. Without expectation of what's going around me. And then shift start happening in my life. And then if we really want to peace, there is a peace in Christ. To be reconciled with the Father. Second thing I put it that we need to have a peace between each other. But before that, I want to say something more important, which was third point for me. I believe that we need to have a peace with ourselves. It is the hardest part. That's the reason why I put it on a third place. But it is harder place to have a peace within yourself. Because all the time I walked under shame, under pushing myself harder, trying to be better in Christ, doing things, giving my life and my family. Petra will ask her later how much we try to sacrifice for everything around. And then I find out, this is not working. This is not working. As much I push harder, it's not working. Then I find that Bible where they say that God create desire and a willingness to please Him. Whew. You know, I struggle, I try, I push on my muscles, I devoted, I was disciplined. Discipline is important. Everything is important. Don't get me wrong. We can't just let it go flow, you know. But really, on the end, it is the God who provided us. And then peace within yourself, it is really accepting who I am in the Christ. I am a vision man. When I was younger, even more. I want to be great pastor. I want to be great servant on the Lord. You know, I was a drug addict. I was in a totally messed. In one night, He set me free. My life never been the same. I want to give everything to Him. I was so, I want to do everything. If that time I heard that God wants me to jump from a building, I will do it. I was crazy about it. Honestly. But in a moment, you know, in all of the tension, it was hard to me to understand that the first preach message that I heard, it's my calling. And God called me to be a channel for the Holy Spirit. You know, nobody talk about pipes in this building. But we love them and they bring the water into our mouths, yeah? But I want to be a little bit more seen if I could be the pipe or, you know, tap, thank you. If I could be a tap and everybody touch me, say, oh, this tap is nice, you know. Yeah, you know, this is something, you know, we want to be all being there. But, you know, accepting who we are in Christ. That is only reconciliation that can happen in our lives. And God has called all of us. There is none of this person in this place that is not called from the God in a special way, for the special purpose on this world. And later, I've really been thinking a lot about it, you know. It's not like, did I mistake or am I wrong? I'm just thinking lately, am I missing something that God has prepared for me? You know, what will be pity come to heaven and look back and you see that you could do like a wow and I did like a just go through it and into heaven, you know. And I really want to have all the life that has God prepared for us. And he said the fullness of life, fullness of adventure, fullness of joy. But yes, there is up and downs. There is a tough times and everything. But that can happen if we allow that God reconcile in ourselves and accept who we are called in God. And third thing, that we bring reconciliation into relationships. It's so tough. For me, that is tough. Tough area. You know, today, I still have some people that I have a problem with them. Be in their presence, talk with them, think about them. But you know what? I am commitment that I want to have a peace with them. Because sometimes reconciliation is not like a bam. It's a process. But it's very important when you allow yourself to step into that process. Particularly because we pray prayer, God forgive me as I forgive to others. Did you pray that here in England? Yeah. You know what's happened when I pray that prayer? Then somebody hurt me and I forgive him and I say, okay, but stay away. I don't want to have anything anymore with you. I'm not masochist that you hurt me all the time on your way. And I come to God, pray, God, I want your presence. Forgive me as I forgive to others. And he said, Bernard, I forgive you, but go back, step away. I don't want you in my presence. You know, we need to understand what is the power in reconciliation. Because if we want to bring the peace into this world, we need to have a peace with God. Then we need to have a with the peace who we are in God. And then we start bringing reconciliation one by one. Not just proclaiming a Christ and that they will be reconciled with God. Because most of the time, will people bring that who we are and what we do than what we say. Amen? Sometimes we can speak and they can't see and we become a false. And I believe it's about time to change. I believe really that we live in a time where there is a change happening right now. There is not anymore religion, just religion. There is a religion, really life happening. And I'm so excited that you have that already in you. And then actually we from Croatia have you as our help to bring this into our country too. Because we need peacemakers, ambassadors that doesn't work in their own strengths, but then they work in the power of the Holy Spirit. And bring the peace, Prince of the Peace, into every situation. Just shortly, I don't know how long I'm doing with the time, just shortly, I want to show you something which is really a little bit different. And that is, in Matthew, Jesus speaks about in Matthew wrote, that when Jesus said, "Don't think that I came to the earth to bring peace." I'm talking about peace in us and in the world. But he said, "I didn't come to bring the peace." And like we are contradicting here. And I will just emphasize once again. We might not bring the peace in the whole world. We even might bring destructions in some families. Because one member of the family will accept the Christ. Another member of the family will leave him. That's happened to my mom and father. My father left my mother because she had a Christ. Just recently, young boy down there in Šibenik accepted Christ. And he was full. And his wife left him because of the Christ. Right, that was happened just a few months ago. Still, they are in a trial about children, a child. They have one daughter, 2 years old. Sometimes, you know, and it's very hard to understand. Instead, with that great emotion, we're going to bring peace, but we bring destruction. But don't forget, it's not about peace around us. It's about peace within us that changes everything. Would you allow me to pray with you and for some of you? During the worship time, I had a picture of when we sing the first song, "We welcome you to this place." And then I start welcoming Jesus into my place, into my mess. You know, it's not place actually, you know, this temple, it's very often mess. And then God gave me a picture of the Jesus stamping in the temple and start destroying the tables and everything that is wrong in the temple. And I felt, you know, there is sometimes times when we welcome Jesus in this place. We like the vibe and emotion that's going around. But some of you struggle to welcome Jesus in your mess. And I believe that God gave me a word for you. Jesus is the one, he do a mess when he come in. You know, my wife, she like everything in order in the house. But when she start to make order in the house, she first make a mess. There is few more, yeah? She do that often. I usually need this guidance how to find the stuff in the house, but it's okay. I don't want to talk about her. You know, when sometimes it's very hard to say, "Jesus, come in." Because it's so messy. I like to be here. I like to be in his presence. But here is so messy. Here is so messy. But if you just say to him, "Jesus, that's what I did. Come to my mess. And please clear out." This is not today's message that you have to do one more thing in your life. This is a message that today we allow Jesus to bring peace and start doing something out of the peace in our life. That we maybe don't understand in this moment. But in the time ahead of us, we will look back and we will remember this moment. I would like to everybody stand up. I was thinking to just challenge those who feel, but I would like everybody feel comfortable this morning. I know it's very hard to show up that you have a messy life inside and ask people to pray for. But we will pray all together. But I would like that you meet this morning Holy Spirit in a place where he spoke to your life. And he spoke to you something specific, which I even don't know what. But if you let him to come in, just say that, "I welcome you to my life. I welcome you to my life. I welcome you to my situation. I welcome you to my confusion. I welcome you to my dirtiness. I welcome you to my addiction. I welcome you to my anger. I welcome you to my weakness." Just be free. Just be free. Just start having just communication with the Holy Spirit. He's right now touching your heart and mind, that you're understanding some things that you didn't understand before, and then you just let Him in. Yes, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, because you're bringing the light into darkness. Yeah, right now. Thank you, Lord, because you remove deafness to the spiritual ears that can hear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you're removing those who can't walk with you. You set people free, enable them to walk again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this peace. Yes, you are the Prince of the Peace. And we allowed you, Lord, as we welcome you, that peace in us as you are become a contagious. And then we can bring peace to the world around us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.